This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SNAP still an issue for the Farm Bill. And a reminder that AgriPulse Spencer Chase is reporting from Chile this week on a USDA-led trade mission. Then the delegation yesterday getting up to speed on local markets. Day one of the mission was loaded with information and experiences that gave the delegation a good idea of what kind of market Chile can be for U.S. ag products. The day started with a tour of two Chilean grocery stores, Lider, a Chilean version of Walmart, and Jumbo, a high-end retailer that bears a strong resemblance to many American food retailers in their layout and products. The stores featured several displays of American products, including a cooking demonstration of flank steak from California-based Brant Beef. Later yesterday, the delegation was briefed by USDA and State Department personnel in Santiago. The consistent theme? Chile is a market with a potential for growth in U.S. exports despite its proximity to agriculture powerhouses such as Brazil and Argentina. Now take note, the trip comes as the U.S. and Chile are celebrating 200 years of diplomatic relations and 20 years of a free trade agreement between the two countries. Coming up today, the Espacio Trade Show, one of the largest shows in Latin America. U.S. businesses and export promotion organizations and the delegation will be working to the show, looking for new buyers. And USDA Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor, the official delegation lead, will take part in an opening of the show's American Pavilion in the afternoon. SNAP expected to be an issue in the Farm Bill debate. A Republican member of the House Agriculture Committee expects SNAP to be an issue in the Farm Bill despite the debt ceiling agreement that expanded work requirements to older adults. SNAP, quote, continues to be part of the conversation, and when it's 81% of the Farm Bill funding, how would it not be? I definitely think those conversations will continue going forward. That was the word of Representative Tracy Mann, the Kansas Republican, at the annual Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, co-sponsored by AgriPulse. A Democratic member of the House Ag, Kansas Representative Sharice Davids, said she was disappointed the debt ceiling agreement didn't settle the SNAP issue this year. By the way, Davids was reluctant to say a farm bill would get enacted by the end of the year, citing the uncertainty about government funding. Mann said Congress would pass an extension of some kind of a new bill if it isn't ready by January. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vilsack says budget talks impact Farm Bill implementation. While much of the discussion this week has focused on an impending government shutdown, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the challenge for his staff at USDA is to provide the technical assistance needed to lawmakers as they craft a farm bill. It's important for them to understand the importance of using all the tools that would be available for all the challenges that they face, Vilsack said yesterday at a White House press briefing. The House is debating an appropriations bill this week that could make deep cuts in USDA for the fiscal year that starts Sunday. When you undercut and underfund the budget, as some are proposing, cutting it by as much as in some cases 20% to 30%, you undermine the ability of any farm bill, regardless of whether it's passed or not, to be implemented, Vilsack said. Senators slam absence of Dairy Checkoff reports. Nine lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle have told Vilsack they are highly troubled by annual Dairy Checkoff program reports being missing from the agency's website. USDA is obligated to provide this information to ensure transparency in how dairy producers' dollars are spent. By neglecting to fulfill this obligation, USDA risks further eroding farmer confidence in important agriculture programs, the lawmakers said in a letter yesterday. The agency is required under the Dairy Production Stabilization Act to post annual reports to Congress with details on checkoff program activities and spending. USDA did post the 2020 report on its website sometime this month, but the 2021 and 2022 reports were still missing as of yesterday. Now keep in mind, the letter writers included the lead sponsors in the House and the Senate of the OFF Act, which would impose new restrictions on checkoff programs. Cuba's president takes time to meet Arkansas rice farmer. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel was in New York last week to speak to the UN General Assembly, but he took time to meet with Arkansas rice farmer Mark Isbell and staff from the USA Rice Federation. This meeting was a unique opportunity to get in front of a foreign leader where there is so much potential for new business and growth on both sides of the equation, said Isbell. We are encouraged by recent commercial shipments of U.S. rice to Cuba, but a lot of work is still needed to move the needle in Congress, and this administration will also need to engage more seriously with Cuba for there to be substantive improvements. U.S. farmers want to sell a lot more rice to Cuba, and Cuban officials say they are eager to buy more, but U.S. restrictions on financing continue to hinder trade. Cuba buys most of its rice from places that are much farther away than the U.S., like Vietnam, for example, because of U.S. restrictions. USDA reports daily export sales of 1.7 million tons of corn to Mexico. USDA yesterday announced the sale of about 1.6 million metric tons of corn to Mexican buyers, with delivery split between the current 23-24 and 24-25 marketing years. Of that total, about 1 million tons is for delivery in this year and another 600,000 tons for 24-25. The expectation is still that this year's corn crop will be substantial and prices pretty good, said Colin Waters, Director of Exports and Logistics for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. This is a buyer's market for sure, he said. Well, here's today's She Said It. I almost feel like I should recuse myself from this question because I've already bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I live in the Kansas side. It's legal. That Representative Sharice Davids, a Democrat from Kansas, would ask at the Outlook Forum which outcome was most likely. The Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, Kansas State winning the Big 12, or a farm bill getting passed this year. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.